could make geometric shapes the size of a football field.
What kind of machine can bend a stalk of corn over without breaking it?
Can't be by hand. It's too perfect.
Pennsylvania farmer Graham Hess is a former minister who abandoned the clergy and his faith after the death of his wife. But what his children discover one morning in their cornfield forces him to confront and re-examine everything he's ever believed.
Morgan, what's happening?
Dogs are barking. Woke us up.
Are you hurt?
I think God did it.
Did what, Morgan?
Perfectly formed circles, curves, and lines trace an intricate pattern in the field, and soon identical crop circle formations appear around the world. Are they signs from aliens, or is it a divine message?
If you don't have faith, it's hard to exist. At the heart of it, it's a story about a guy that loses his faith and gets it back again. Of course, it's a good deal more than that.
Mel Gibson stars as the disillusioned clergyman who goes from skeptic to believer in his search to understand the mysterious signs.
The subject matter of the film has, there's a lot of peripheral stuff around it, scientific phenomena, lots of books on the subject of crop circles. And of course, there's always documentaries. I mean, these are questions that many people ask themselves. Is there something else out there? It's a good area to exploit. Not only can you thrill with it and present our id, you know, I mean, what if they're hostile? That's our id, you know. You can also delve into a nature outside of our own on a spiritual level, you know. So it's something we've all thought about in some form or other, and always lends itself to great storytelling.
Dr. Bimbo, one of the authors of the book.
Bimbo?
Dad.
I just asked his name.
You had a tone. He said there are two reasons why extraterrestrials would visit us. To make contact in the spirit of exploration and furthering the knowledge of the universe. Or the other reason, they're hostile.
I do actually believe in, you know, something greater than us here. And that there are signs of things or... You get given messages from time to time. I mean, it's happened to me a bunch of times. I mean, there's the unexplainable phenomenon that happened in everyday life. Not everyday life, but just, you know, maybe in my life, a dozen times, like really strange things have happened to make your hair stick up on end. And there's something else out there, man.
Writer-director M. Night Shyamalan explains the specific crop formations he chose for signs have special significance for Gibson's character.
Our crop circle is based on the one from that famous one from New Hampshire that's on the Led Zeppelin compilation album. You know, it has, like, at the end of it, has, like, a pitchfork, kind of the devil's. In a way, the whole movie's kind of metaphorical for us in terms of this is, could be seen as a conversation between this man and God, this whole thing. As him, like, dealing with his demons, you know, and the demons literally come down into the house and stand with him and hold his child and say, where are you? Where is your faith? Who are you? This is all just a metaphor for what he's feeling, you know. I mean, we always talked about it in terms of there were demons, you know, these things coming down were demons.
But rather than employ digital imagery to create graphically realistic aliens or demons, Shyamalan says he believes in the power of the audience's own imagination.
The movie's all about using the audience's imagination as much as to keep them, you know, active in the movie as much as possible, so they're constantly a participant in the movie. So they hear the sound of creaks on the porch and they picture something that scares them.
Mel Gibson says he was attracted by the combination of supernatural mystery and earthly concerns.
Firstly, I think it's entertaining. Secondly, educational. And thirdly, it's kind of got an otherworldliness or a kind of something higher about it. I don't know if you'd call it spirituality or whatever, but it kind of reaches outside of the norm and goes into a higher realm somewhere, which I think is good and something we all have thought about from time to time.
What's the matter?
There's a monster outside my room. Can I have a glass of water?
Young Abigail Breslin and Rory Culkin play the children. Signs also features Joaquin Phoenix as the skeptic's even more skeptical brother. And as with M. Night Shyamalan's previous films, the musical score is by James Newton Howard. Alan Silverman for The Voice of America in Hollywood.